Let's go. It's working through here. Okay. Can you hear me? Okay. Okay. So I'm Rana Shama. That's number eight. And test pay. Omar Techo. Oh, you don't have a lot of minions there. He can share the protein, the name shall and the Shama Bagof. When we fully go into the depths of understanding, then the Shama and the Gof. Then some end of the Novin Hatev, Ech Kulam Tluyim Beshoyer Shazet, shall stay midos Elu Shazacharnu. You know, Hester and Gilo, etc. Call Echad Mehem Nidoin Becholin Yanov Alpima Koyran. He has a Tam Maspek Lachol Yanama Ela. So once we realize that there is, once we realize that there's Hester and there is Gilui, right? Once we realize there's Hester and Gilui upon him, then we'll understand more about the neshama and the guf. And we explained this last time that's why, let's say, the neshama is in the guf. It's a real mashal. It's a real mashal for the way the world is. That the neshama is created from the Gilui, which the Gilui is gufa not visible, and the Hester is visible, and that's what we that's the way we see it. Vatiri, page 180 in this print. There's one over there. Vatiri, she'ain mitzius haguf ella chashuch. The mitzius of the guf is a darkness. Ki afilu she'agia lizchus ha'yoyser gadol she'efshar limotzei boim. At the end of the day, as much as we perfect the guf in this world, it can't really shtim, it can't really fit together with the neshama. And it needs to be separated from the neshama, better known as death. Because they are opposites. Neshama is mamish. It comes from Hester. The neshama will still the But bottom line is up there. Neshama is neshama, guf is guf, and they come from different places. And there's no way that as much as they fit together and work together and accomplish together, and one is mushpa from the other, we can't come to a full perfection of the guf. And that's because guf is created from the koach of Hester, and neshama is created from the koach of Gilui. Another physical manifestation of the distinction between neshama and guf. Neshama is one. Neshama only has one function. Only does one thing. It's kadosh, and that's it. It's kedusha. The guf has many parts, and you can separate parts of the guf from each other. Technically, a person can amputate a leg. There's legs, there's arms, each one has its own function. Different parts to it. The eye sees and doesn't hear. And opposite with the ears. The neshama is one united being that has in it all the kochos. Aval b'loy chiluke yavarim elak elak kevari agof elak kula b'chol chelak v'zei yadua. And everyone knows that. Ata tiri. Now listen. Eich ze nimshach heitev min ha'akdama shesamnu. Why? How that fits into everything we're saying. Sh'aguf nevra b'hester panim. Guf comes from Hester. V'neshama b'ha'aras panim. Comes from Gilui. So therefore what? V'tiri ha'akdama g'doy l'vei kris mo'ed. And I'm going to explain something, and then we'll explain this point. Halisha mata kfar, ki ashlimus hu echad. Ki ain't shaykh bishlimus mamish chaser or yeser. This is a very maraldika concept. But that shlimus is achdus. Means I have everything in me so much I don't need parts. When do you need parts? You need parts when you're not good at everything yourself. So I can only see, oh, I need to hear. Oh, bring an ear on board. Oh, but I can't touch. Bring fingers on board. Oh, but I can't smell. Bring a nose on board. Right? But that's because each part independently is lacking shlemus, is lacking completion. Something which is a whole does not require parts. So zok there, the neshama, there's no parts to the neshama because it's a complete shlemus. Everything the neshama needs to accomplish is here, neshama. Guf is so weak that it requires many different parts to put together to work. Aval kasheina kodesh baruch hu writes a lifel b'shlemus. Oz harbe dochem l'makom l'hasker oy l'hanish ish l'fi maisach kosh v'yarnu u'b'yoyz gzeres ha'chokma al yoyna l'haris b'briya atzma shabara ha'derech v'aseder eich shabara kosh v'yarnu al-kein b'hester panim k'moshe drochav rabim kach rotza lasiz b'riyasa zoyz b'aylas chalokim rabim v'yivar m'shreinim sh'makbile mamash l'chol chukais chalokim izbar. Unbelievable. So he says that, he says like this, apparently, in this world, in the world of Hester, there is constantly, even within HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's constantly different hanhagos, different ways how Hashem interacts with the world that are pulling into different, pulling us in different directions. So for example, HaKadosh Baruch Hu on the one hand wants to give, but on the other hand, he doesn't want you to become a Baal Gaiva. So he has to give, has to pull back. He wants to punish, he wants to do good, he wants to be. All this is from the way Hashem cannot reveal himself. And therefore, there's a lot of different hanhagas in the world. Because the Midah of Hester is, let me turn this off. Talk on this thing.
You look like a pilot.
Yeah, I can't hear myself. I don't know what you're doing. So, because the guf is a function of Hester. In Hester, there's a lot of different parts. So the guf has to have a lot of different parts. But in Gilui, there's no different parts. Everything is Gilui. So therefore, the neshama has no parts because that's the function of Gilui. That's what he's saying. So let's see. Derech Moshal. Ayin tachas ayin. Hashkachoso yam. Hamashgiach el kol yushrei aretz. Lodunus kol masen. We have eyes like Hashem has eyes when he interacts with the world. There's an organ that Kosh Baruch Hu has to listen to people. Right? Why? Because the Kosh Baruch Hu has to interact with the world. So he has a pe also. Everything in a guf is connected a hanhaga that Hashem has in the world of Hester, how he interacts with the world. The osu gufei shel adam yamin u'smol. So why does Hashem have? Why do we have two sides, right and left, and symmetrical? Why? So he says, because im lechesed im leshivtoi lahaymin leschos leshmol lechayva. Haloi zod derech asher achas by rotsan elyon achrei halim bo yeshlim osamash as hakol atayva. This is an extremely deep concept that he's saying here in a way that sounds very simple. In reality, this is from the Arizal, and it's very complicated, and it has to do with Adam Kadmon and different things. But the point is that We were created in a way to mimic the way Hashem is knowing in the world. I don't know if it's to mimic or it comes from that. I don't know which one. But the point is, Hashem also, we have two sides. You know why? Because Hashem has two sides. Two ways he controls the world. He controls the world through utilization of chesed and through the utilization of din. The right and the left. And then bringing them together is in the middle.
No, only in the Olam of Esther you can see those manifestations separate from
Exactly.
Hashem.
Exactly. That's why you don't have right and left in the neshama. You only have it in the guf. Because guf is in the Lashon, is in the world of Hester.
The goop is in the world of Esther.
Yeah.
I think so. The
In
same.
where we're not
But we're not revealed.
we're not revealed.
The same way that we say that in the goof, really, it's not the eyes that sees, the neshama that sees through the eyes. So same way, it's also
Right,
it's
it's really only
relative.
on Haggah, it's only covering over it. So,
It's also in
right.
another.
So he's busy explaining that these two Hanhagas that Hashem has, it's unbelievable. These two Hanhagas that Hashem has are Hanhagas that are expressed in our own guf. It's a crazy concept. Okay, Vanshkar Chabaisai, have a good Shabbos.